Gemara in Siddur says that Gemara in Siddur says if we just take the alfusir of Chav Gidlam Arav, then I would say Bainvish Sayachet Bainvish is a rabbi. So there is a distinction between Yehu Das Lishol and Das Lishol. But because of the alfusir of Seita, I know that the distinction between Yehu Das Lishol and Das Lishol only applies to Vish Sayachet. But Vish Sayachet, it's always done. But, so it doesn't mean that the alfusir of Seita tells us that the Xeris HaKosuf of Chav Gidlam Arav is limited only to Rosh Hashanah. Not only do we have two Xeris HaKosuf, when we have one Xeris HaKosuf of Chav Gidlam Arav that has general application. General application. It could have application to Rosh Hashanah also. But in the ordinary case, it couldn't. Where we don't have both Das Lishol and Ein Das Lishol, it couldn't apply to Rishus Rabbim because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Sofik Tum Rishus Rabbim is Vegetoria. But in the case where you have two, one is Das Lishol and one is Ein Yochlias, so Mele the Gzeres HaKosov of Tom Viteres Vada, it doesn't apply. But the Gzeres HaKosov, the Dada Gzeres HaKosov, that by Bershus Hayochid we don't rely on Chazoke, and by Bershus Rabbim we rely on Chazoke. So Mele, he says, the Rash says, Be'achod Yevidas Hashach Mishlas Shoel, Bershus Hayochid, Shneim Tlui. So even the one who's Yevidas Lishoel is not Tomei Viteres Vadai. Why is this Tomei Viteres Vadai? Because the Zasakosov of Tomei Bershus Vadai, Tomei, Biteres Vada is only Shayach in the case of Yochelius. Here it's a case of any Yochelius. Some Mele, it cannot be. So then you ask, some Mele let him be Toya? No. But there is another Zasakosuf, we don't rely on Chazoke. In Rishus HaYochid, we don't rely on Chazoke. That applies, even by any Yochelius. So that's why it's named Tluim. Rishus HaYochid, it's named Tluim. In other words, everyone is Tomei Biteres Sofi. That's true. Not Biteres Vadai. Why not Biteres Vadai? Because it's in Yochelius. That's what Teisa says. But then, the Gzeres HaKosov doesn't apply to a case of in Yochelius, some Mele, it should not even be Tolu. No. There are two Gzeres HaKosov. One Gzeres HaKosov is that Bershus HaYochid, we don't rely on Chazok. That's Mucha from Gemorimus. Because if we say, and that applies even to a case of any Yochelius, otherwise the Mishnah would be difficult. Why does the Mishnah say they have to bring both Kabonis, Kontume, Kontare, they have to stipulate? Why stipulate? Let them just bring a Kontare, because it's any Yochelius. Some may lay, we should rely on Chazoke. The answer is, by any Yochelius, the second Gzeres HaKosuf of Tomei Viteres Vada doesn't apply. But why couldn't it be Tomei Viteres Sofik? Also you'll say, no, Chazoke. No, but there is the first Gzeres HaKosuf. The Baruch Shayochid, you don't rely on Chazoke. So maybe it's still. So what's so difficult about Rashkios? The other part is a little more difficult. Baruch Shayochid is named Tluim. Baruch Shayochid, this is more difficult. So the first part is very simple. Bishus Rabbi Meshiyesh Bidas Lishoel Svekitomei Vishen Bidas Lishoel Svekitoya. But the Gemara says in Seite that Bishus Rabbi, there is no distinction between Yeh Bidas Lishoel and Ein Bidas Lishoel, Ein Bidas Lishoel. But that, how do we know that? From the Alfusa of Seite. So in other words, since we have two Gzeres HaKosuf, we have one Gzeres HaKosuf of Gidlam Arav. The Gzeres HaKosuf of Gidlam Arav makes a distinction between Yehi Das Lishol and Yehi Das Lishol. Yehi Das Lishol and Yehi Das Lishol. And if we just had the Gzeres HaKosuf, it would apply to Rosh Hashanah too. But then we have Gzeres HaKosuf from Seite that by Rosh Hashanah there is no difference. Yehi Das Lishol or Yehi Das Lishol. Even Yesh Midas Lishol is also Toya. Also Toya. So, Memele, that Gzeres HaKosuf applies only also to a case to a case of Yochelius, but it doesn't apply to a case of any Yochelius. Since the Xerzakosov from Sete, that by Rosh Hashanah there is no difference between Yevidas Lishoel and Nevidas Lishoel, that even Envidas Lishoel, even Yevidas Lishoel is Toya, does that Xerzakosov only applies to a case of Yochelius? But here, by Shnei Shvilim, it's in Yochelius. So we don't have that Xerzakosov by Sete. If we don't have that Xerzakosov by Sete, in the case of any Yochelius, we are left just with the Akosov of Rav Gidlo Marav. So merely insofar as the Akosov of Rav Gidlo Marav is concerned, there is no difference between the Posik of Rav Gidlo Marav doesn't mention distinction with Shayoch and Sarabim. That the distinction with Shayoch and Sarabim emanates from the Alfus of Seite. But the Alfus of Seite has no application to our case of Shnei Shvilim. So we are left just with the Zakos of Rav Gidlo Marav, not coupled with the Zakos of Seite. So Mele, it's named Tluim. So Bishus Rabin is named Tluim because of the Zakos of Rav Gidlo Marav. All right, I think it's late now, so the rest of the Rashi is not difficult in any way. All right, we'll leave it here.
Shir Zion, Mazak is McFalls, by the Rosh Shiva, you'd be a commissioner, Hate of Shin Boon, November 10th, and day 9 on Friday.
Now again, let's just run over. Sophic mine should be Mishatio Hachomi, Sophic Noftal, Sophic Loinot, Afilo Noftal, Sophic Eve Mabuin, Sophic Ingwe, Shnei Mikvois, Echo Eve Mabuin, Sophic Echo Ingwe. Nofal echad men beni yedeya leizim en nofal svei kitoya mishi yeish lei ameyis hoi shneim pchusim abon so nofal echad men beni yedeya leizim en nofal svei kitoya mishi yeish lei ameyis. So the Mishnah here mentions that children is rabba. If they'd been deraisa, we wouldn't be tailing. But the question is, of course, everybody agrees that children is rabba. If it's not Kulish or Rubish, the question is, Machlekes Hashem, suppose it's Kulish or Rubish, suppose it's Kulish by Kulish. On that point, there is a Machlekes Hashem. The Shite of Rashi in Burakame, Daf Samach Zayin. And the Rashbam in Burabasre, Daf Samach Vav, is that Kulish of Rubish is possibly the rice. When is it possible with the Rabbanon? It's possible with the Rabbanon only if it's Gimulugim, meal chop. What is meal? As long as Gimulugim, Shurubim, so that's, then it's possible with the Rabbanon. But Hamatam agrees with the Shite of Rashi and the Rashba, except that he is more Machia. According to Rashi and the Rashba, so only Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov is in the rice. But Milcho, Gimulugim, even the Nisha Gimulugim, if he poured in at the very outset with his hand or Tamikele, he poured in Gimulugim, it's still kosher in the rice. And the Tamshiti is that not only Kuli Shov and Rubi Shov is possible in the rice, but even the initial Gimulugim is also possible. is also personal rights. The Rashi and the Rashbam hold no, only if it's Kulish or Baruch. Then the Shita of the Ri is, and the Rambam, that even Kulish is only personal rabba. Now, all the Rashi and the Kashi, Bishlaini, if we say that Kulish is personal rights, so we understand this why the Chachomim passed Gimlin, because of the Xayra of Kulish. But if we say like the Ri and the Rambam, that even Kulishov is Kashim Raise, why the Chachamim Pasel? Sure. So the answer is because of the Zera, Shemo Yid will be Kli. Because Shov usually is done by Kele, and if it would be Mutar to be Tevel in Shuvi, so then people will say it's Mutar to be Tevel in a best of two, in a Kele two. Yeah. So because of that, the Chachomim, and that is Pashim Reis, called everyone, because Tvile, Mikveh has to be Bikar. You couldn't be Tevel, Shaloi Bikar. So even when you install a Kele in the Kark, so you have to make a certain Neket in the Kele. Otherwise, it's possible, because if it's a Kele, it's Mufke of Bikar, even when it's attached. So that's the Gzeira, because the Chachomim Pasul Kulish Ov, because of the Gzeira, Shemo Yitveil Bikli. Now, then there is the Shite of the Raivet in Bala Nefesh, is the Amelik Yasois, but according to Moses Yasois, the Raivet Shite in Bala Nefesh is, as it depends, there are two kinds of show. One show of his Milbikat. The Yodayim, he pours in water into the mikveh. That's personally the rice. Then there's another show where he didn't pour it in the Yodayim. But he manipulated Bikavone deliberately that Mayim should pour into a Kele. And then from the Kele they should run into the mikveh, but he didn't do it b'yadai. So the halacha is that only if the kelim were filled up by themselves, shaloi midaite, it's not shov. But if he sets up kelim near the mikveh so that they should be filled up with rainfall, and then they fall into the mikveh, so then it's possible. That's all we're about. But if there is a ma'ase shive, mamesh bikatev, mile bikatev, then it's possible. That's the Rashi. Now, what is the Rashi? We'll soon see. In the Rashi, we have three shittas. We'll soon see that Rashi.
When Rashi says the Rashi sheet was mile bikatev, he means only if it was shown in the first place.
Yeah, and then he
fills up the mikveh b'yadayim.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Has to be mamash. Doesn't mean that he just took the water b'yadayim. Yeah. That's not shol. That's not shol.
That's shol if he takes
water
in his hands.
That's
shol. That's also possible.
That's called keli, though. That's not keli.
No, it doesn't have to be keli.
It doesn't have to be keli.
If it's directly, merely be cutting. He just filled up his lap with water, and then he poured it in.
What?
Oh, his hands with water, and he poured it in. Kill it or not kill it, it doesn't make any difference.
That's
so suppose he fills up a clay glowing, a big pail of clay glowing that's not makeable to me. And then he takes that clay glowing and dumps it into the mikveh, it's possible to mirarize. Because there's the aloha, it cannot be done, it has to be the shamay, not fisas yavarim. But suppose he's the Mishneh, Machleket, Bisham, Bisilel, is one when he sets up killing in Agvon or Agag. So the question is it Shov or not Shov? But if he deliberately manipulates that the kelim should be filled up with water and then they should fall into the mikveh, so then it is certainly possible. That kind of psul, where it doesn't. He's not mean malady when he doesn't dump the Yodayim directly. That is only possible. This is the Rashi. what the Yeshitas, the Rash, in the Rash we have three Shittas. The Rash here, we have Shittas. And then the Rash in Perik Ches of Taras Mishin Tes, and then Tesles in Rubasre, the long Tesles about Shubi, Daf Samach Vov, Amud Beis, so he mentions the Rashbo, that's also the Rashi, it's not the Rashbo, Chavshem in Adaras, it's the Tesh Shant, that's the Rash, Rav Mishimsh. Now let's see the Rash, and we should do it. Sofik man yishuim shetiru chachamim, kelein avimok mechot kibitnam, v'nisechez, tares, p'ridal, ilus veike shetiru chachamim, sofik man yishuim, סופי קיים ממוסוק למסופי קוים נקווה בו ימוסוק שירים קדם שמופלה השובים ישובים השובים סכס למעיסי שיש לי גם מעיסלה קלימה שיש לי מוק מעיסלה סניפולוסון שלוי שלוי גונו דבסו שאין לי מעיסלה נמון אפשר ואיניים נוצרו פסלו we can't tell it they have to have a reason but just I mean תוסי קוים and say and be tailored this one, that one. So that way cannot do. There has to be a reason. The money shall needs to prescribe it as you so in why the money no has of my shoe make a shish my misle high me shum the shiva the rabbana. So why are we tailored? Because it's the rabbana. We are tailored. In the rice you're not tailored. This is Mugubi and Tilakami Chesabai. So at first he says, Vatilukuli show the rabbana. So right here at the very beginning we have the Shite, the Tidin Kulai Geri and Ram. The Tidin Kulai Shov the Rabban. Ki Much Mashem Biti Sef, Tiktone Mikve Shein Yichirei Kon, Ubo Motzei Molei Kosher, Mitnei Sheze Sofik Ma Yishu. And here it says Reikon, not Mikve Shein Yichi Chosa, Ubo Motzei Molei, Mikve Shein Yichi. So we could say there's reference to the case where there was a pallet saw, and then he left it, and then he found it for his. But Heiko, empty. So maybe it was all done by men. So it showed. Then says, so how can we assume that it was done by Hachshar, it was still done by Hachshar? Because even could he show the rabbi? He might be said that he told me that he was from the Mosul Mali Kosha. He is a man of Shuvim. The Cheskas, I'm a Kvoy, the Kshiris. The Mosul Sofak Mali Shuvim, the Cheskas Kashas, the Mikve. And the Mikton Reikem, the Mikton Shim, the Mikri Choser. And what's he showing? Shema Mino, the Reikem Name. The Hablikumi, Kore, the Mikagino, the Sofi. That's one right. There's another right here, the Mosul Sofak. Wait, I'm going to come to the Sofim. Mashke beifer mi bechaye. So in other words, if the mashke is in the azor, in the rispas azor, and there's the cavities in the azor, in the floor, so in the rispas. So then, if it's in kelim, pray. But in the bechaye, the kalka is here. Why? The chozer lehagdil beimachtim bitzineir. The Hosom Kulisho. So then it is Kulisho. It's a release. I mean, from the Raise, it's kosher for the first master race, but it's Kulisho. So Shmam the Raise Melzachos. Behold, the time you be rescued. He passed by the Yemsh. So far, the Rash is saying like the Rin Ramba, the Tim Kulisho of Kulisho of the Rash. Behold, the time you be rescued. The parsha by Yibayim Hashmini Yoch Rimile Bikatri Bosom Kibitzkoi Yitoyer Tamod Lema Ach Mayim Ubeya Mikve Mayim Yitoyer Ma Mayim Yishamayim Ach Pigli Yishamayim. So because of this drosha the Rai Vishiti is only Mile Bikatri is Bosom Christ. But it's not Mile Bikatri except that he deliberately manipulated that the Mayim before they come to the Mikve should pass through a Kele. So then it's kosher with the rice. Because the wash needs lishamayim with the olive. So what's the rasmach the baumi? Yashchon, my Sakiris, Yerek the Rabbono, and still, the Sifri mentions Droshes. What is Rabbono? Now, come here, come the Rashi takes Mashma, that not only my Yerek is the Rabbono, even my Lilon is the Rabbono. And there's the sheet of most Hashem, except the Rambam. Rambam Shita is that my Lilon is the rice. But Yerek, everybody agrees that is the Rabbono. Anyway, and the Rashi is that even my Lilon is the Rabbono. The rice is only Dogon Tirish Yitzha. That's all. Dogon Tirish Yitzha. But all other Lilonis, let's say oranges. And that's higher than mice in the rice. The Rambam Shita is that all Peris Oilon are higher in terms of mice in the rice. The Mokeya of the Rishani that my Sabinon is the Rabbonon is the Morin Rosh Hashanah, after Zion. The Morin Rosh Hashanah is Chuvin Kamlet. Chuvin is, you know, carrots and St. John food, you know, what we eat, what some Jews eat in Chamish Oso B'Shvat. That's Chuvin. Chuvin Kamlet, Shame Chuvin, Dimir Rabbonon. So that's the Raya of all the Rishenim with my Sabinon. He's the Rabbonon, but the Rambam Shita is that my Sabinon is rice. So the Rambam himself, you know, very seldom does the Rambam ask Kashi. So the Rambam himself is Kashi. So how is it that the Gemara says Chuvin is in the Rabbonon? So the Rambam is the Teretz, Chuvin is in the Rabbonon, because Chuvin is only in my Chodei, it's not even in my Chodei. That's the exactly the reason as to why there's a mini soil to eat boxer. Another boxer is a terrific food to show the chvives to pierce out the soil. Because boxer grows in out the soil even though it's in Machal Behema. So it's more hobby to us than the grapes that grow in California. So that's it. But so according to the Rambam, my Salil and the Raisa, but all the other Rishayim say, my Salil and the Rabbon. My Salil Yarek in the Rambam, but anyway, the Adroshes in the Sifri, Ligabim my Salil and Ligabim my Salil Yarek. So the Teretz is Asmachte. So here too, it's Asmachte, the Droshim Tereskeanim about the Shomayim and Tisasoch. Kidash from my Sapiri, the Yarek Rabbon. In other words, Midraise, if one saw of Truma is Nisari, with two sawing of Chum, so is both. But in the Rabbonon, only Achimeo is both. But the Sifri mentions Psuki and Achimeo. So it's Rasmach, so there is also Rabbon. They knew Rabbon, they nailing the Ilon the Rabbon on the Tatiraskiran in Parsha Meir, mentioned Psukim that the Gabi Shvus in the Rabbon on, and the Gabi Shvus, mentioned that's one Shvus, but mentioned Psukim Gada Shvus also, you're not allowed to support yourself, and an Ilon, it's a piece of Exera, maybe he'll pluck out a branch, so he nailing the Ilon, the Rabbon on, so the Tatiraskiran mentions the possible. And it's only the Rabbonon, it's not the Raise. So it's Asmachte. So here also it's Asmachte. Rabbonon Chule Dorish Mikrobi Tereske Yanu Visifri. Anyway, so far the Rashi is that Kuli showed in the Rabbonon. In this Rashi we have three sheets. But so far the sheet of the Rashi is that Kuli showed is the Rabbonon, like the Ring Rabbonon. Vim Teva. Equally should in the rice kosher, the rice kosher, and my post of Hacham Shibakar. Vishlim, if you say Kulish of like the Rashbam and the Rash and Ragnatam, that Kulish of was in the rice, some melee because of the zero of Kulish of the Hacham in Pasel didn't need to show if he didn't give me a bit. But if Kulish of in the rice, so there's no reason why the Hacham should pass. Because the rice kosher, my post, Hacham Shibakar. That's Midraise. The Binon Mikve Dunya the Mayon Shehubi Karka. So far, The Rashi is that Kuli Shalom is Rabba. Then he says, Nio Yepshalema Vishum Inyen the Kuli Shalom Rabba. It's impossible to say that Shalom is completely Rabba and even Kuli Shalom. I know. The whole thing now is a score of my suggestion in this walking. No San Yodi Rago Kirishi Yav. My Mechobies Psulim. Our Konim Vale Gazing Shailim. Zeat Wal Dover Amikabel Tume Psulim. Dover Shemikabel Tume Shailim. So that's the Aloha. Of Aviosi Albita. Now, most Rishim hold that that's a Psul that applies not only to Mayim, but to Mayim Chai. But it applies to Mikveh as well. Mikveh as well. So in other words, when you manipulate that a Mikveh should be filled up, so you have to make sure that the pipes should not be matches pipes. Because if the pipes are matches pipes, some mele and putitly matches is mikabel tume. And if the water into the Mikveh passes through metallic, through mattress pipes, so then it becomes possible. That's, and Gemara learns it out from the post. Haviyosi alvita. But Gemara doesn't mention it ligabe. Gemara mentions it ligabe kiddush mechatus. There is not issues. Ishail of Shov on the country. Kiddush mechatus has to be dafke in a kill. Just the reverse than Tenbanikve. Still, if you are nimale, the water for the mechatos to mekadesh the eva pour through something that is mekabel tume, so mele it's possible for mechatos. In other words, suppose he wants to fill up the kele with mayim chayim from the mayim, and he can't bring the kele next to the outlet of the mayon. So what he do? He puts down his hand near the mayon, and then the water from the mayon passes through his arm into the kale. So it's possible. The Rambam, but the Mishneh doesn't mention it. The Mishneh, the Gemara in Zrochim, doesn't mention it. Ligabinik, but all the Mishneh, except the Rambam and the Nerei apply it to mikvahs. Mikvahs, but there is no Gemara Mefreshes. If they had the Mishnah in Gemara Mefreshes, so the Rambam couldn't have a difference. The Rambam Shiti is, it only applies to Mayon and to Mayim Chai. So Yerayim says it applies only to Mayon. The Rambam says it applies only to Mayim Chai. In other words, because, let's say, like, some mele, it has application. It has application to kiddush mechatos, because kiddush mechatos requires mayim chayim. And it has application regarding tefillin of the zav and mitzera, because they have to be tevel in the mayon and mayim chayim. Some mele, if the water was nismale through something that's in kabel tume, it's hafkoy of mayim chayim. But a mikveh can be filled up through a metallic, through a mattress pipe, according to that. Yeah, but the Rashi is chelik on the Rambam. And the Rashi thing is, like most of the Shem, that this, the aloha of Mayim Chayim, applies to mikvahs. Applies to us. So, how is it that it applies to mikveh? And it also applies to Mayim Chayim of Mechatos, there it's not the Tamshov in the country. There it has to be Dafke the Kele, it has to be Dafke Shov in the Kele. If it's not Shov in the Kele, it's no good. And still, if it's Abiyose Albitum, it's possible. So that's Ikasha. I mean, what is the analogy between the deal of Abiyose Albitare, the Gabi Mechatos, where there the toys, Mark Pedes, Dafke on the Kele. There it's not because of Shov and Mikve. But anyway, there's the sheet of Moshe, and it's not our name. So he says, yes, Kashi.
We're saying Mikve has a din of Yosin too.
That's right here.
Also Viyasa.
Viyasa. But we don't have two Gzeres HaKosuvs. According to the Sheni, that the Aloha of Viyasa and Torah applies to Mikveh, but we have the same Gzeres HaKosuvs that applies to Mechatos, so it applies to Mikveh as well. So what's the common denominator? Monifshev. If the Gzeres HaKosuvs only got a Mikveh, so we could say, if the medium is Mikavel Tumeh, it's a Tishov. In order not to be shown, so the medium through which the water comes into the mikveh should not be mikabotu. But then it should have no application to mechatos. There the aloha is, it has to be shown. So according to the Rambam Menachlan, it's only aloha in my mechat, that if it's a riyoso, if it is transmitted to a medium that's mikabotu, it's not my mechat anymore. It's not Maim Chaim. So the question is, so what has it to do, with Mikveh? So, after all, we don't have the separate Gzeres HaKosuvs, it's the same halacha. So, we have to say, it's not our union, but we have to say that the Gzeres HaKosuvs by Mechatos is that if it is transmitted to something that is in Kabbalah Tumeh, then it's Mufke of Mayim Chaim. What does Mayim Chaim mean? Literally, what's Mayim Chaim? Living waters. What does it mean, living waters? It means natural waters. Natural waters. That's living waters. Natural waters. Mimele, since Haviyosan of the Tumeh is Matkiah from Mayim Chaim, so it means it's not Bidei Shamayim. Natural waters means Bidei Shamayim. So Mele, Ligabi Mikveh, there is a loche of Shov is possible. And what's the Pshat in Shov? Pshat in Shov is that it's not Bidei Shamayim. So Mele, just as we see, Gabi Mayim Chai. Mayim Chai means living waters, natural waters. It should be. And if it is transmitted through something that is Mikabel Tumeh, so it's not Mayim Chaim anymore. It's already considered, contaminated by Bimeon. That's what it means. So Mimele Ligabi Shov, there is Aloha, if it's Tfisas Yadodot. So Mimele, here it's considered like Tfisas Yadot. That's the truth. But anyway, the shita of the Rashi is that the aloha of Haviyosan al Deitare applies to Mikveh and to Mayim. So he says, Umi Efshalim Shmi Yenikui Shof the Rabbonim, Modit Mami Saras Po, Mais Bershen Yizvochim, Nosem Yodi Rad, Lajavu Mayim Lechovies, for the Michatos, so Yisulim, Alikonim Valegezim Shem, but suppose, he cannot bring over the Kele to the outlet of the Maya. So mainly he puts a number of leaves, you know, leaves, and then the water, and then at the end of the layer of leaves, he puts the chavies, and then the water comes out from the outlet of the spring of the Mayon, goes over, runs over the leaves, that's not the Kabbalah Tumeh. So then it's kosher, the Kiddush. In other words, if it's a biosal bitume, it's not pure waters. It's got some mele, it's not mamachai, it's not pure water, it's not natural pure water. If it's a biosonal detume. And mele, since it's not pure water, so it's considered not Bidei Shamayim. Bidei Shamayim is pure water. But if it is transmitted to a medium that's in the Kabbalah Tumeh, it's not Bidei Shamayim. It's Bidei Odom, it's not pure water. Same alone. Now, אינו אני מילה מרביכם שביס ברבי, או מהכוח מיון ובי, או מקווה מיון יתו יהיה, הבי יוסן על די תארם, תהי, והי קרוגה ממקווה קסיץ, that's why the דרשי תן מוסר שני, that is basically is גבי מקווה, ומייס מיני ראי למים חיים אל כאלה, but it applies to Kirishne Chadorosa, the גבי פורו משום משנה קרוב, שכל הבייס יהיו על ביתה. If it's על ביתומה, so it's not pure waters. So it's not בידי שמיים. It's not בידי שמיים. ולא ילדו עם כבו תומה, שמה ממנו לישי בידי ראי זה, ולכל הפוחס כול אישו, בי אפשר, די שידה שאלדי כלי גלולים, כלי אבונים, כלי אדומו, די פס למקרה, כדיסה ולכם לשבז, אבל קוצון ארץ. First, the Rash mentioned the Shite, that Kuli show this one. Then, he says it's impossible, because of Rabbi Yosa on the path. Then, he says, so he says, some Mele, that Kuli show is possible in life, but not that there is a distinction between show for the middle of the katef and show for the matres on one end and show for the klegor. So then he says the shiva shall be klegor in the klegor, but in klegor the pasle mikve kibise for the kamer shabes after the kule show the rabbi the abiyosan al ditar. So then he says, in other words, the afrishites that he made. One is that Kuli Shov is always kosher b'drais. The second shite is that Kuli Shov, that Amza is kosher b'drais. The first shite is Kuli Shov is kosher b'drais. The second is that Kuli Shov is always possible b'drais. The third is, it all depends. If it is Shov, how the meal will be cut it, the Milvikatz is also Mekavutume. But if it is Shov, al-Dei Milvikatev, because it's Mekavutume, it's hence Mekavutume. Or let's say, but suppose a Goy would, it's not so partial, suppose a Goy would be Malvikatev. A Goy is not Mekavutume, only Jews Mekavutume, a Goy is not Mekavutume. So if it is Shov, are they something? Are they a Kele that is Mikavutume? Or Mile Bikate for the Jew that is Mikavutume? So then it's possible to rise, because there's a cause of Azotaritara. But suppose it is Shov, are they Kuglovim, Kuyavonim, that is not, even though it's Kuykibu, but it's not Mikavutume? Or a Mile Bikate for Goy, not Mikavutume? So then it's Koshamir. Why? Because the Raya is only from the Gemara in Zvochim, even though the Gemara in Zvochim doesn't mention it Ligabi Mikre, it mentions it Ligabi Nechatos, but since the Gemara learns it out from the Posse Gabi Mikre, so mainly it's a Raya, it applies to Mikros. As a matter of fact, we could explain that on that basis without recourse what I said, because if it's Afkoye of Mayim Chaim, it means, so it's not Bidei Shamayim. It's not really Shemayim, we don't even have to resolve it. Because we learned out that it's not Mayim Chaim from the Posik in Mikve. And since we learned out Ligabu Nechatos from the Posik that is mentioned in Mikve, so it certainly has application to Mikve also. So it's like Exerosakos of into things. I mean, without recourse to what I said. Anyway, so he says, but all we see in the Gemara here is that there is a sakos of Gabi Mikve, that if it's Aviyosan al-Bitume, so it's possible. So only if the Shov is to Aviyosan al-Bitume, but if it's Shov al-Havosan of Tare, so then it's possible. Let's look, he's right. I mean, why did he say the middle sheet? He only says the Efsha, but the only possibility, but he's not disposed of the sheet. Efsha, in other words, he's more disposed towards the middle sheet. There are three shittas in there. First shit is could you show discussion of the rabbis? And that he rejects them. Then the second sheet is that Kuli Shov is post-modernized. Every Kuli Shov, even Al Biklov. Then, and it's Mashma, he is native to the sheet. Then he says, the third sheet, Efshea, that only Shov Al the Havose Shemitish, Al the Tume. But Chov, Aldi, Avose, Aldi, Tare, like the Glow, they have only in this question. So the question is, why is he sheeted there? But the Rashi is native towards the middle sheet. Because of the Rai of Avose, Aldi, Tare. What kind of a Rai is it? The Gabi every show. What kind of a Rai is it? The Gabi every show. So we have to say that the Rashi in the middle sheet holds that Monefshach, if there is a psul, that's in the piece of Torah and Tuchas Mikvois Pirik Tessa Halocha Tess Mayim Shomim Op Yitzim Yishochem Tzech Hashivis. So then he says Yishiv Koshna. So V'nira Didas HaRambam the Hadin Shal Abiyosom Al Vitare Hu Rak B'mayim V'lo Yimu V'atam B'zeh אוי משום דייקה הלוך את זו נמרו רק במיון ולא ידעים את זה אוי משום דכל מיון נקרא חלישם של מיון והמחו בלי צורק גם כן שיוכל רוב של מיון מה שאין כי ממקרה דלז בו שום דין של חלישם רק ומידה במילה דידי נקרא בו וכל המחו בלו נחל בו דין נקראו גם כן דין ממילה כי אם דכל נקרא של דין נקראו דין ממילה ואשר על כן נשאר במקרה על דין אבוס על ביתר ודין אביי נשאר אחד במידה דיז וחלישם זה מתלבסקיר so הפכן says why does the Rambam say that הלוך אבוס על ביתר applies only to Mayo and not to Mikre one way just this is just a cause for it but then the other way is because Mayon has a Chalishem, Mikre does not have a Chalishem. What do you mean doesn't have a Chalishem? Correct Mikre? The answer is what is Mikre mean? What Mikre? Pshutik Mashmoy. Mikre means an accumulation of water. No Chalishem. An accumulation of water. Accumulation of water. So Mimele is Mikre. So Mayon has a Chalishem. So Mimele if Haviyosan al Ditume, so the Halishem Mayan is spoken. But Mikra is not Shayach to say, what, if you don't have an accumulation of water? There is no Halishem of Mikra. Accumulation of water, you do have, there's the Mitzvahs, you can't deny the facts. Some Mele is not Shayach to say that the Halishem Mikra is spoken. Halishem Mikra is spoken. Some Mele, the Rash in the middle Shite. He assumed, true, since we see that there is Halacha by Mikre of Aviyosan al Ditare, so it's a raya that there is a psu of Shov Midaraisa. Because if there is a psu of Shov Midaraisa, so then there is a Chalishem Mikre. So Mikre also has a Chalishem. not just an accumulation of water. Voraya, suppose you have a big mikveh. You have an accumulation of water, but just because it was so it's possible. So why is it possible? It's not an accumulation of water anymore. It is an accumulation of water. So then, if there is a psul show midaraisa, then it's a raya that mikveh also has a chalishem. Because if mikveh does not have a chalishem, so what does mikveh mean? A pool of water. So,